Thruway officials say cashless payment systems at each end of Grand Island are working the way they were supposed to, easing air pollution and keeping traffic moving. That says in 24 million vehicles driving under the gantries and cameras. Thruway Executive Director Matt Driscoll says there have been only problems with 4% of the trips, and most of those were resolved by the bill mailed to the registered car owners at the registered address. Driscoll says there will be more of those cashless payment systems, particularly those using EasyPass.
Cashless tolling is a critical part of our infrastructure plan to modernize the thruway system. Here at Grand Island, we have over 20 million vehicles thus far utilized the system. It's been very successful. And that represents, with the other barriers downstate, about 40% of the entire system. So the remainder of the ticketed system, as I said, will begin later this year through the end of 2020.
Driscoll says the specifics of the changeover aren't clear. The Thruway boss was in the Western New York Welcome Center on Grand Island with a large staff to resolve people's problems with their EasyPass accounts and maybe selling a few more. Jack was having problems.
I've had an EasyPass, and it's what's happened is the signal has gotten weaker. So what I have is a lot of times I'm getting billed when I'm going through. And the strange part of it is if you look at some of the EasyPass things, they bill you for the EasyPass, and then you get billed the dollar from cashless tolls because it didn't work.
Several of the customers say they were happy to deal with someone face-to-face to resolve problems. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.